2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon. Now more than ever is the time to join the Royal Automobile Club of Australia.
Driving Mitsubishi's new Outlander SUV today, currently our third bestseller in the burgeoning medium SUV segment, today our biggest selling vehicle segment. Whilst categorised as a medium SUV, the new Outlander actually straddles the medium and large segments. Eight models, all powered by a 2.5-litre, 135-kilowatt, naturally aspirated four-cylinder, driving through a stepped, continuously variable automatic. I tested the Outlander Aspire two-wheel drive seven-seater at $41,990, very well packaged and loaded with features with an especially nice interior. Third row seat access is not easy, whilst the seat itself is certainly best for kids and for short trips by adults. Mitsubishi suggests economy on 91 RON petrol at 7.7 litres 100. However, I achieved 8.6 litres 100 with a fair amount of stop-start city motoring. There's much to like with this new model, quiet and refined with a nice riding suspension despite 20-inch alloy wheels and low-profile tyres. It's big and easy to manoeuvre despite its bulk, with seat comfort very satisfying. The Aspire two-wheel drive, perhaps the best packaged of the eight models available. However, due to the production constraints on semiconductors, Mitsubishi has had to delete the full digital driver display on the Aspire with a smaller 7-inch one. I'm David Berthon.